Switchboard, a play by Jane Leverack, with the voices of Helen Watson, Rosie Atherton, Christine Mulrooney, Ian Harley, Phil Johnson, Paul Taylor, and Bob Willetton.
Morning, everyone. Oh, by heck, it's cold out there. It's absolutely brass monkeys. I have a feeling it's going to be one of them days. So, already started badly. Flipping car won't start. So I've had to walk. I can feel a big blister coming up on me heel. Oh,
and I'm just making a cup of coffee. Do you want my Mo to warm me up?
Oh, yes, please. You're a treasure.
I'll have one as well, if you're offering.
I might have known you'd want one. When was the last time you made us all a cuppa? Now, let me see. I'm sure I wrote it on the calendar. In 2012.
But you know, you make the best cup of coffee in the world, Bren.
Oh, there you go, Maureen.
Thanks, love. Just the ticket.
Ooh, that's a nice shade of lippy you're wearing. Is it you?
Yeah, I got it on Saturday. It's called Seductress.
Oh, well, it really suits you.
Ah, love, what do you think, Richard?
Mwah. Get off. You women, have you nothing better to talk about? Anyway, it's 8:58. Get yourself sorted. The lines are about to open.
Good morning. Little Bread District Council. And how may I help you?
Good morning. I wonder if you can help me, love. I've been calling your customer service free phone number for 2 days, but I can't get through.
Oh, I see. And what number are you dialing, sir?
0800 1700.
And where did you get that number from, sir?
I got it off the door of your offices.
Sir, they are our opening hours.
Oh, dear silly me. Can you put me through to the Parks and Gardens?
Of course, sir. Transferring you now.
Good morning. Littlebrook District Council, can I help you?
Hello, love. I don't know whether I'm through to the right people.
If you tell me the reason for your call, I'll see if I can help you.
Well, this morning when I was out doing my daily exercise, I saw a family of ducks trapped in some wet cement on Brook Street.
Oh, how awful.
So, I was wondering if you could send someone to fix the quacks in the pavement.
Littleborough District Council, can I help you?
Oh, I hope so. I really do.
What seems to be the problem, madam?
Well, love, my name's Mrs. Draxner and I live at number 3 Chapel Lane. I want to make a complaint about the smell coming from the man next door.
I see. Have you asked him if he bathed regularly or about the condition of his diet?
Oh, I see. No, I think it's his drains, love.
My mistake. Putting you through to environmental health right away, madam.
Good morning, Littlebrook District Council.
Oh, hello, love. I was just wondering, can you tell me what time your website closes?
Sir, our website is available 24 hours a day.
Thank you, love. That is good to know.
Oh, good grief. Honestly, some people are thick. What time does your website close?
Littleborough District Council, how may I help?
I can't turn it off. Can you help me?
You can't turn what off? Who is this, please?
It's Peggy, dear. I'm 89.
What can't you turn off, Peggy?
The lawnmower, dear. I can't turn it off and I can't get off it.
Oh, is it one of those sit-on lawnmowers? Have you tried switching off the ignition?
Yes, dear, I have, but it's jammed. I wanted to go to the shops.
So why are you on the lawnmower?
It's Albert's. And my mobility scooter's broken. I only needed some cat food.
Where is Albert? Can't he help?
No, dear. He's away. Oh, I'm getting terribly dizzy, dear. I've been going round and round in circles for 20 minutes.
Peggy, where are you?
In the garden, dear.
Yes, but where is the garden? What is your address? Try and get off it, Peggy. You might have to jump.
Oh, dear. I've had a hip replacement.
Try the ignition again, Peggy, dear. Quickly. Peggy! Peggy, are you there? Transferring you to maintenance.
Hello, Littleborough District Council. Can I help you?
Good morning, laddie. I wonder if I could speak to a Mr. C. Lyon.
A Mr. C. Lyon? Yes, sir. May I ask what it is in relation to?
It's about the fish, laddie.
About the fish?
Yes. You see, yesterday I threw him a fish and he didn't clap for it.
Thank you for your call.
Littleborough District Council.
I want to make a complaint about the condition of my street.
Oh, what about the condition, sir?
It's a disgrace. It's full of potholes. And the other day when I was crossing the road, I put my foot in one and broke it.
I broke the pothole or your foot, sir?
My foot, you stupid woman.
Your foot, sir?
Yes, and I want compensation.
Well, could you take a photograph of it and send it to our highways department?
I can't. It's in a plaster cast now. I had to go to the hospital.
No, sir. A photograph of the pothole.
Oh, right. Well, yes, if that's what I have to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It is. I hope you're back on your feet soon.
Hello. Littleborough District Council. Can I help you?
I don't know, love. I'm ringing to see if it's okay for me to have a little skip outside my house.
You can do little cartwheels and little star jumps for all I care. Honestly, some people ask the most ridiculous things.
Littleborough District Council, how can I help?
I don't know if you can help me. I'm a bit confused.
What seems to be the matter?
Well, when I applied for a rebate, you say you'd have to take something off. Well, now that you have taken it off, I've been told that you should have put something on, so will you please take off what you took off and put on what you should have put on when you took it off?
I don't think it's just you who's confused, sir. I'm confused. I'll put you through to council tax.
What is it with these callers today?
Well, you did say you thought it was going to be one of those days.
Keep your opinions to yourself. I can't do another shift like this.
Me neither. Next time the car is on the blink, I'm going back to bed.